Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
But first, do you remember the famous Dáil printer that was too big for the room it was built for? Well, 18 months on, where are we? Well, John Drennan, political writer with the Mail on Sunday, is joining me on the line now. John, any update on the printer? How many books, reports that have sat on a shelf have been printed since?
Well, the figure is somewhat in the area of zero, I am told. Not one, not two, not minus one, not two, just zero.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
All right.
As you correctly say, it created quite the fuss at the time.
Well, for people who don't remember the story or maybe had actively tried to forget it, can you fill us in on the history of this famous or infamous printer?
Well, first of all, politicians love printers more than almost life itself because it allows them to print documents and constituency newsletters and all the rest of it. And it was taken, decision was taken to commission a state-of-the-art modern printer, which is always very bad news. Once you hear state-of-the-art in Irish procurement, that's not a good start. So the printer arrived in all its grandeur, and it was found out that they couldn't fit it into the room because the room was too low.
Where was it supposed to go, John?
In
Dáil Éireann or?
Oh yeah, Dáil Éireann. Yeah,
okay.
It's somewhere deep in the bowels of Dáil Éireann where it still resides.
Right.
But unfortunately, in commissioning the printer, they didn't. Now this sounds a little bit like Lucky O'Reilly out of Fawlty Towers. Remember that,
Mr. O'Reilly.
I love the spirit of Mrs. Fawlty. I do. But anyway, they forgot to sort of or didn't quite measure the height of the printer and found that the printer would not fit.
Right.
So a great deal of obvious ambulances were called. Much drama was made. The PAC got involved, and eventually, anyway, after much work, the printer did get itself on site. The total cost in terms of the printer itself cost $1.36 million.
Holy God!
And then sort of, which is fair enough, I suppose printers are what printers are. But the rest is other elements of it, in getting the thing into the building and all the rest of it. As you say, it brought the final bill to $2.010 million.
Now, am I naive in thinking that it might have come with dimensions or a measuring tape, or that somebody would have known in advance what size it was going to be and maybe measured the room?
Well, you would have thought it, and in fairness to the printing company, I presume, like when you go to buy your tables or whatever it is, in those places, they were told the height of it,
right,
and the width of it, and all the rest of it. But someone said that, look, they just didn't double check it, and these things can happen when you're buying a 3.6 million printer. So as you can imagine, there was quite the fuss about it at the time. It's one of those classic Irish things that there's a furore and a drama. Mark McSharry compared it to the Children's Hospital approach to public procurement that's been a pig's ear. David Cullinan said it was the biggest printer staff I've ever seen.
Right, okay. Now, of course, there was a report printed off at somewhere, obviously not on that printer, PAC.
Printer, no.
And there was the Dáil clerk was kind of giving evidence there and saying that he was put down to human error, really, essentially.
Yes.
No, did anyone actually take the blame for it? Any heads rolled?
Not particularly. No, definitely no heads rolled. The amount of heads rolling is about the same number as the amount
pages
of pages being printed by the printer. He said. But anyway, the good news at the time was that everything was game ball, and we'd be getting the thing going as quick as possible.
Yeah.
And all those fine documents would be coming out.
Okay. And what happened then?
There were some difficulties with the union because the printer was, in fairness to the union, there were actually genuine health and safety issues. The printer was so big that normally fellas, when they're bringing stuff into printers in the Dáil, they have little sort of trolleys and they bring it along. But a forklift was required in a very tight space to load up the paper. And there were a few other sort of little things like that. Like,
right.
I mean, this is not a normal printer,
so,
Sinead.
This
is a Moby Dick of printers.
I'm kind of glad to hear it because, I mean, it sounds like there were kind of, I don't know, danger money needed to operate this printer.
Well, I'd say now, you know, there could have been a case for danger money. There's no doubt about that. And there was definitely a case for health and safety.
Yeah.
And it was made very clear that it was more than their lives were worth to be doing this sort of thing without the appropriate training. So the training started, and no, the training was supposed to start, and was, you know, we were moving forwards. But unfortunately, the super efficient Doyle Oireachtas press office, who if everyone else was as efficient as they were, we'd all be getting things done much quicker. They informed us that the coronavirus had intervened.
Right. Okay. And how did that cause a problem then?
Well, that caused a problem because people were being brought over. Such is the complexity of this marvelous printer. Which I think should maybe be put into the National History Museum along with the other dead animals, that it required people being brought over from England.
Oh, well, hold on. Hang on a second. I've been recording radio shows from my bathroom. We have had Zoom meetings till we're blue in the face. Why couldn't they do it remotely like everybody else?
Well, apparently it couldn't be done. Essentially, the situation is that when the coronavirus is resolved, which could be this year or could be, of course, a decade, that the training will be completed as swiftly as possible. And the great printer will be, I don't know, maybe we should get Michael D. Higgins, or we should get, you know, I prefer a couple of the dogs, maybe, because I prefer the dogs, to be honest, they're much more fun, to cut the ribbon or bite the ribbon.
To bite the ribbon, absolutely. Now, I'm nearly afraid to ask you the next question, John.
I'm nearly afraid to answer it.
Is there the slightest possibility that this printer will be out of date by the time it gets going and the button is pushed?
Well, I suppose it depends. I mean, if it's dependent on training and the coronavirus, we could be waiting some time. These things date very quickly. But I suppose the good news is that if it is out of date, then, as I say, we can shift it to the Natural History Museum, turn it into a visitor attraction, or maybe the National Museum itself, and we can commission a new, maybe even bigger, better
printer, and charge money to look at this one in the meantime. Now, listen, this has all reminiscences, of course, of that other great white elephant, the e-voting machines.
Yes.
Now, so this isn't actually the biggest scandal in terms of public procurement. It has to probably be the e-voting. Now, as I recall, not only were they used briefly, not used, we had some politicians in tears over the instantaneous results that they were getting. And then they were all shoveled into storage in big warehouses. Do we have any idea where they are now, or were they all decommissioned and buried with the...
Well, I think decommissioning is closest to what you get. Yes, they were used for three elections, or for three constituencies. Remember, Nora Owen famously found out that she had lost her seat and ended up being consoled by Sean Ryan. But that was a very iconic picture of the time. This was all about how new ways of doing things are better than old ways. If you recall, there was a fellow called Bertie Ahern, used to be Taoiseach a long time ago, and he said that we had to move beyond the Pyeong Lewis and get ourselves some modern technology. Now, we've seen in America how well modern technology works. There was a revolt, and the Pyeong Lewis won. The machines in question were removed for storage, and I think the actual location of the storage then caused other controversies as fellows tried to get involved in getting to store them. And eventually they were decommissioned anyway, fully decommissioned, and they no longer, to my knowledge, they have been turned to dust, and as of now they no longer exist on this earth.
Okay, well, that has to be something then. So we hope that the printer won't follow suit. How are the politicians in Leinster House reacting to not having a printer? I mean, are they all right? Are they getting the reports out, their calendars, their newsletters and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, well, they're still managing to get their reports out, though. I suppose in the more moral times we now live in, they're nervous about sending calendars and all that sort of thing. There's only a few old stagers do that. But be assured that the on post will not run short of tasks in terms of delivering constituency newsletters and all of that. And I suppose with a Dublin-based South by-election coming up, that they may even have more to do. But yes, surprisingly enough, now that you mention it, despite the absence of the spanking new 2 million Euro printer, everyone is getting on perfectly well with the equipment that they had before.
Well, now, sir, isn't that the point of it? It's because people make needs must, and people are getting all their stuff out, and maybe the printer will turn out to be, you know, not needed in its current format after all. So, John, do we have a date on it then? Can we announce to the nation when the printer can finally be operational?
I'm afraid at this point in time, there is no confirmed date. It is a mystery. It is a source of uncertainty and of great incitement to the TDs in Leinster House. But for now, our poor printer is like the Marie Celeste. It's the ghost ship of printing, alone, silent and uninhabited.
All right. Well, John Drennan, political reporter with Mail on Sunday, thank you very much for that update, such as it was.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.